A reading from the Gospel of Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees. He said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or sisters or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes when someone does us a favor that we really appreciate, we leave them with the comment, "I owe you." Or then again, when we do something for another, we may jokingly leave them with, "You owe me one." Do we really mean those remarks? Perhaps just a little. But Jesus has the big heart idea totally. Quote, "Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, etc. Their inability to repay you." We need to do this because our world is so off balance. Some of us hold a large percentage of the goods and money needed for a decent life. The scale tips on our side. For justice's sake, we must take some of our goods off our side of the scale and move it over to the other side. That other side is real people, real single moms, real children, real struggling dads. Yes, there are people who take the word and call of Jesus seriously. What about the sisters who move into a fragile, vulnerable neighborhood to show kindness, peaceful living, and more? What about the church group who holds dinners on holidays for those who would otherwise be hungry or alone? What about the CEO who brings to his corporate board the needs of the community? What about the child in third grade who says, "You can have my chips"? It really does exist, this generosity. Maybe when we perform these generous acts, and I know you do too, we keep a secret place in our heart for the, "Gee, I just did a really good thing." But overall, we would not do it at all if we did not believe we could help someone. And also, we must always remember that in our doing, in our actions, we need to stay far away from a patronizing attitude, from the "I am above you" notion, "therefore I am so good to bend down and give you this." That might be the hard part. So, rather, let's just start with a thank you for all that we have been given and still receive, and then extend our heart and gift to another, whatever way we may do that. Peace to all you generous givers. Amen.